I see you at night, and it helps me feel alright. The wind in the night skies brings in the calm, and in between the dark clouds I can see it. But never before the night skies have I seen a star like the one you are, a star like the one you are. The night skies, the brightest is the one like you. And I see it follows me every night. But on the other side, over where you are, does my star shine down on you? Do you see my face when you look up to the sky?
Hello, it is the 14th of September, and welcome back to Rants, Rock, and Reggae. I figured I recently have done plenty of rants, right? And we've played some reggae. So now it's time for the rockin' part, the rock part, the rock and roll, rockabilly. You be the judge. What we're talking about today is Grave Mist. As you can see, the logo that I've placed in the feed behind me there. What is Grave Mist? Let's check it out.
Thank you.
I'm not sure if you would consider that an edgy video. It was definitely weird in 2002 or whenever it came out. I think it said the year at the beginning. But I'm going to provide you some examples of Graveness music and imagery, and you can decide for yourself or come to your own conclusions in your own mind why this band has been so shadow banned and censored. Now, TuneCore Aggregator, which I have my solo music released through, rejected Grave Mist outright, completely, and said, please don't make another account. We don't want your album. Okay. So I went to DistroKid, and TuneCore had also rejected Bleach Battalion. So I went to DistroKid, and we put a bunch of the Bleach Battalion stuff in there. It was in there for a while. Put some of my solo stuff in under the Natasha Noctis name, like the ambient stuff. And then I put in three albums of Grave Mist, each with I think 17 songs. We started promoting it. It was up for a few weeks. And then they unceremoniously ripped it down from distribution, so which means it disappeared from YouTube and social media streaming and Spotify, all that stuff. Tons of songs. People were listening to it too. So I don't see anything shady or political or offensive or anything that could be misconstrued as such in any way in any of the Grave Mist material, especially in the modern day. Maybe in the 80s you could say, oh, they had a song right there like that one had about vampires and blood, horror movie stuff, but it might be considered edgy for a band to sing about that in the 80s, 70s, but people still did it to some degree. But in 2023, we're still getting shadow banned. So I figured, maybe some of you watching this are not familiar with my work in Grave Mist. I'm the guitar player, primarily, and I do some a little bit of keys and occasionally some like backing vocals. And my husband Jason is the main vocalist and bassist. We started Grave Mist to kind of do something less political and less abrasive, and to try and use our, creative talents in a way that were outside of the punk limitations. And there's a lot of people who got into it, but we had trouble promoting it repeatedly, being removed, rejected from distribution. The Orchard is another one who rejected us. And I really couldn't figure out why, because there's content with much, much more offensive themes, lyrics, imagery. All over these same services, these same companies are putting out tons of that type of stuff. I thought, well, maybe it's because I'm in the band and I'm too political, but in the band Grave Mist, I wasn't even using my real name. I was going under Natasha Noctis, which means nighttime. We both had stage names in that band. So, and I was just the guitar player. I wasn't the like lead face and vocalist of it. So would they really censor it just even to so that people couldn't even hear my guitar playing, let alone my, political speech? I understand to some extent. I mean, obviously that's still wrong for them to censor that, but I could at least see the motive. But to censor this mellow Americana music, I think is speak it to a deeper, sinister approach that is being done in the entertainment industry, which is to reject anything that even hints at tradition. And I think that's really what the thing is here. It's we're playing old school instruments, acoustic instruments. We're a husband and wife team, traditional male, female husband, wife. Nobody is getting their body parts chopped off or taking hormones or anything. So, I guess that's an evil straight couple or something. And then in the band, we dress up, we wear nice clothes, which I guess is considered like an old school, maybe sexist thing or something. I don't know. The baby is cold outside is considered offensive. So I'm thinking the Great Mist maybe fell under that same baby it's cold outside feminist attack, because I really don't see anything economic, political, socio-political in the content other than the medical the metapolitical identity of the players, so since it's so shadow banned, I figure I have a platform here that people look at sometimes which is in the form of this show. So since these distributors don't want Grave Mist on Spotify or these other platforms, I'll go ahead and play the videos on here and it'll get out into the ether that way. So that first one that you just saw there was a song about a vampire lady called Thirst for Blood. Maybe some of the elites thought we were talking about them when we said vampires. I don't know. But here's another one. And I think people were maybe offended by this, called Demon Lovers, and it some people suggested that this was against satanic people or had Christian overtones or something. I mean, we're Jewish, but we weren't religious at the time that this was recorded. But I definitely wouldn't have specifically been putting anything Christian into music at any point in my history. But in any case, here's another Grave Mist tune. Check it out.
Here's a song for your lives. These are the days of the rest of your lives. Carve your own initials on that tree. The night she is waiting to say goodbye.
So that was one that was released in 2005, but that video was actually filmed in 2004. And interestingly enough, the location, the little wooded area where that was filmed, has since been demolished and turned into basically like a dumping area. And it's kind of weird because that happened with a lot of grave mess stuff, like places where we filmed videos or took photos soon after got destroyed, burnt down, demolished, so forth. So that was some examples right there of some early grave mess material. So it's kind of the setup. Now this one isn't so much of a video, but just listen to the song. And again, it's Americana. And even though it's not political, I think just the fact that it is so uniquely American and so like Hamish in that American way, you know, so that the whole thing of it is just offensive to them, and they're not sure why they're offended, but they know that there's something that they don't like about it. It's either like patriarchy or the guy singing has white skin. I don't know what it is. Maybe you can contact me after this show and let me know if you think it's something else, but I really think it's just the very metapolitical existence of a married male and female couple doing traditional American music. Is it's more, I think, in a sense, more threatening than Bleach Battalion, even though Bleach Battalion had more aggressive music a lot of the times on the punk stuff, as well as some ominous songs in the reggae genre. I think that Gravemist, the simplicity of it and the fact that it was real music in the traditional American sense, you know, where people are singing harmoniously, there's a steady beat, nothing, you know, super weird or out of the ordinary structure wise. I think that people saw an opportunity that that might actually get popular. And to me, that was, I think, more threatening than aggressive music from Bleach Battalion, because Grave Mist is the America that Bleach Battalion was fighting for, right? It's that thing, the family. And they don't like that. And I think that's really what it comes down to. Of course, I don't have any proof because I can never get a straight answer from any of these companies for why they banned our stuff. They just say it's their discretion, editorial discretion, and they move along. They don't even say we violated any terms of service. They just say editorial discretion, which means, oh, we just pick and choose. Well, then why do you have a paid service if you are like a record label where you're choosing who to publish, you know? But which, by the way, DistroKid did not refund. We were paying for one of the higher level costs of the, you know, like a label level accounts, and they never refunded us, even though they kicked us off of their platform. But here's another, this is a visualizer. And the art for it is something that Jason just made to post it online. And it's kind of tongue in cheek in the sense because of, as I said, the accusations like on the previous song of us having some sort of secret Christian message. Some people said it was a secret satanic message because we, you know, we did have fans that were, and were, you know, people in our circle that were at the time satanic or whatever. that, you know, the more religious we came, obviously they no longer want to speak to us. But other people said it was Christian secretly. Everything is secretly something to whoever wants to hear that in there, you know. But here's a tune called Traveling Show. Enjoy it.
He's just resting, like it. Waiting for a new life to come. We must find another brain.
You do not quite get what I mean.
So there's another song with nothing overtly offensive in it, but yet there's a man singing it. He has white skin, even though that's very presumptive. But he presents as a white man, right? He is singing with in a band with his wife, who's a female woman. So there's a two trad things right there. And then the kicker of it is the song is relatable. Like a regular person, even if they weren't necessarily in a traditional relationship, could relate to the song. because it's just talking about basic human emotions, looking for your place in the world, right? Trying to find that place that's good for you and yours, as opposed to, you know, just the place where you're at. Okay. It's also a good song, in my opinion, and somewhat catchy. I'm not trying to toot my own horn here, obviously. Yes, I played the guitar on the song, so yeah, I think it's good. But I mean, to be honest, I don't think every song that I've ever played on was great, but that is one right there that I felt like showcasing, because I want to show you how they're looking for something beneath the surface, right? There's nothing apparent in Grave Mess stuff that is shady, you know, questionable content. So we thought, well, maybe they were thinking we're trying to like push this total heteronormative viewpoint. I mean, but we're also, you know, into strange art and we're creative. Maybe we need to go a little bit more weird, and then they'll break out of the idea that we're trying to, you know, force them to go to church or something or whatever they think. And so here are two examples of Grave Mess videos that were somewhat weird. I don't know, but from 2020.
This Halloween, when they ask you what you're going as, be sure to tell them you're a monster. Took my heart out of my chest, probably got it up there on a shelf with everyone. But how was I to know that I'm the lucky one? No, how was I to know? You created a monster. You created a monster. You created a monster. Gone. It's finally up off the table, but what do you see? Did he forget to put eyes on your head or a mouth on your face? These things you can't quite remember, but one of yes, one of these eyes will do. Oh, you created a monster. You created a monster. You created a monster. Oh. Truth, laughing in the moonlight, but what did he know? How would a wolf change its coat? And how would a color spin around the way it did when you were looking?
I hope you appreciate my filmmaking skills on that Grave Mess video there. So that's one of the more artistic, I guess, visualizations. Still, I don't think anything that we actually said or did is what is getting us banned. It's got to be just plain who we are. Here's another video that was made during 2020, and it was made going around to these different places where nobody was during the lockdown, because, you know, they're a bunch of scaredy cats. So there you go.
I've been meaning to say these words, but I haven't had them before this, and so I got my notebook out, took on my pen, and decided to write them down just the way I was feeling. And then a wind came along, and it's all
oh,
As you see, I have put over here, or sorry, over there. Over there, the Grave Mist website should be basically kind of intuitive, gravemist.com. You can go there and find links to be able to listen to some of the Grave Mist music, and I will be uploading more stuff into the SoundClick coming up soon. But I just wanted to give you guys a taste of some of that offensive music that's too offensive to put out on the platforms that has, you know, the WAP song and extreme black metal praising the Holocaust and, you know, basically pornographic art covers, all sorts of shocking content all over these platforms. But yet, little old Grave Mist, husband and wife, too scary, too offensive, too scary. And, you know, and I figure it's like they look, okay, the man singing, he looks white. Like I said, that's presumptive, but he presents as a white man. And, well, it sounds better than their band, so therefore it's white supremacy. Right? You can't make this stuff up, guys. This is how we're being treated, though. We're you know, when people act like, well, you know, you do a Bleach Battalion, that's, you know, the problem, the reason why you're not shadow banned, it's just, you know, aggressive music, it's underground. People, it's shocking, it's too loud for people, it's too harsh, people aren't into that. Well, explain, what's the problem with Grave Mist? Is it too aggressive? Is it really that scary? Is it really that scary, guys? It's scarier than these black metal bands that everybody's, you know, going and acting like they're normal? Scarier than guys rewriting songs from the 90s to tell you to get vaccinated with experimental drugs? I mean, there's some really for real scary shit going on out there now, and like, we're the ones being censored. It's just strange to me that is what has happened to Grave Mist. And we really thought, like, this will be our more commercial project, you know, and it's totally banned. Like, I don't understand how we can't, you know. And oddly enough, it's mostly banned by things that lean toward a white audience. SoundClick, we've never had a problem with Grave Mist music on SoundClick, but that leans more towards a black audience heavily on that site. There's a lot of rap and soul as the featured artists, R&B, you know, reggae, hip hop, all different types of things that are more geared towards a black audience, which I thought was interesting. So, you know, white people hate Grave Mist, apparently. but to be expected. In any case, I hope you have enjoyed this special Grave Mist episode of Rants Rock Reggae. And we will see you soon. Enjoy this advertisement.
Are you tired of being bullied for having a whack-ass, boring wardrobe? Answer is simple. Get some style. Stop dressing like a chump. Get you some stylish gear from Fight League. T-shirts, sweatshirts, stickers, and much, much more. Merch.fightleague.com. Look around and get rid of that whack-ass t-shirt you're wearing. You know you want to join the cool kids gang? Fightwing.com now!